O thou by whom we come to God, the life, the truth, the way, the path of prayer thyself hast trod. Lord, teach us how to pray. Let us unite in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we thank thee for thy truth which makes us free, and for the assurance that nothing can ever separate us from thy love. In thy presence we confess our sins. Thou hast renewed our minds by thy Spirit, and thy life is within our souls. But our selfishness hath hindered thee. Forgive us, we pray, and grant unto us humility of mind and gentleness of heart as we labor together on this campus. Let thy blessing come upon those who serve thee in difficult places today, and upon all who carry heavy burdens, including those whom we mention in the silence of our hearts. Enable us by thy Spirit to be open channels of thy love and trustworthy interpreters of thy message to thy people and to the world in this troubled time. Through thy Son, our Savior. Amen. I should like to read the last paragraph of the first chapter of Philippians. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or be absent, I may hear of your state, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one soul striving for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing affrighted by the adversaries, which is for them an evident token of perdition, but of your salvation, and that from God, because to you it hath been granted in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer in his behalf, having the same conflict which ye saw in me and now here to be in me. Here endeth the reading. The subject of our meditation is citizenship in a theological seminary. We are citizens of the human community. We are members of the Church of the Living God. We are deeply involved in the process and content of Christian scholarship in a theological seminary. In all of these commitments and relationships, we are under obligation to order our lives by standards of behavior in harmony with the mind of Christ. In view of these considerations, I should like to draw attention to to Paul's profound and persuasive utterance in the 27th verse of the first chapter of Philippians. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. The Greek verb in this sentence, politeuisthe, may be translated, behave as citizens. And in one brief paragraph, the essential characteristics of Christian behavior in a community of faith and learning are stated with remarkable clarity and precision. The first characteristic of right action is indefectible faithfulness to Jesus Christ and to those who love and serve him. Paul said, stand fast in one spirit. And in the moral message of the Shepherd of Hermas, the great sin is double-mindedness. The lack of single-hearted devotion to God and the essential quality of Christian character is endurance, faithful obedience to God to the end of the human pilgrimage. In the inward region of the soul, each one of us has said, I commit my life unto thee, O God. This promise enables us to stand fast in one spirit, even when the pressure toward compromise and conformity to cultural expectations is very strong. The second characteristic of Christian behavior is courageous participation in the advancement of the gospel. Paul was eager to hear that the disciples of Jesus were striving with one soul for the faith of the gospel without excessive fear of the adversaries. In our culture, the hunger for academic degrees is somewhat stronger than the love of learning. But we believe that we can participate in the progress of the gospel by making effective use of the opportunity for uninterrupted study and reflection in this school. This seminary is a servant of the churches of the Southern Baptist Convention. But it serves the churches by being an educational institution in which dedicated men and women use their minds in the interest of the kingdom of God. We are seeking here a deeper knowledge of God and man, of history and society, of the church and culture. And we are not easily discouraged or distracted or frightened by the perils and problems that emerge day by day. In a recent report on higher education entitled, They Come for the Best of Reasons, Max Wise of Columbia University says, that many of today's college students may be described as cautious seekers after inner security in an outwardly insecure world. The most effective thinkers in the history of Christianity, however, were not cautious seekers after personal security. They responded affirmatively to the proposal of Jesus in all of its beauty and in all of its terror. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And these thinkers had the courage to stand on the front line of faith, fellowship, and scholarship. And they helped to advance the gospel of Christ. The third characteristic of Christian behavior is readiness to suffer in the struggle for justice. Paul said, "To you it hath been granted in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer in his behalf." We remember companions who have suffered on this campus. And in this tranquil setting, it is appropriate for us to remember the litany of John Donne. "From being anxious or secure, dead clods of sadness or light squibs of mirth, good Lord, deliver us." And to say once more, in the presence of our Heavenly Father, not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame, my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer. Only let me walk with thee. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Let us pray. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church and in this seminary, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.